Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Hoopa Tribal Police, with assistance from the Sheriff's Office, arrested 28-year-old Hoopa resident Todd Schutler yesterday afternoon. And as a search of Schutler's residence was being conducted, officers found two homemade explosive devices, which led to a call for the Sheriff's Bomb Disposal Unit. Schutler was in the house with his 5-year-old son when officers arrived to arrest him on a felony warrant from Trinity County. And they quickly evacuated everyone from the residence while bomb disposal technicians went to work. The two homemade pipe bombs were determined to be live, and deputies utilizing a robot rendered both devices safe before they were removed. Schutler was arrested and booked into county jail on several charges, and child welfare services were called in to care for the little boy. The Sheriff's Office was asked to assist the U.S. Marshals Service and the Hoopa Tribal Police in a search for wanted parolee at large George Marshall, age 50. Officers arrived at a residence on Tishtang Road, owned by 56-year-old Francine Lewis, and Marshall was found in a bedroom at the location. Officers also spotted a loaded rifle. Lewis claimed that it was her property, and it was later discovered that the rifle was reported as stolen. Lewis was arrested for possession of stolen property and booked into county jail and released. Marshall was arrested for parole violations and remains in jail without bail. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a traffic collision in Fortuna yesterday that took the life of 84-year-old Audrey McRoberts. McRoberts was crossing Ronerville Road at about 7:40 yesterday morning when she was hit by a school bus making a left turn onto Ronerville. The impact killed McRoberts, and the intersection was closed down for more than 2 hours as emergency crews worked at the scene. Students on the bus were later offered counseling, and the CHP said yesterday that alcohol and drugs are not considered factors. And the driver of the bus, Helen Baloney, has more than 30 years of experience driving school buses for the district. Video recorded on a surveillance camera at a residence on College Avenue in Fortuna led to the arrest of two men suspected of burglarizing a detached shop. Fortuna officers were called out on Sunday to the location, and the homeowner reported several items had been taken. Officers reviewed the surveillance video and identified 49-year-old Gerald Newmaker of Fortuna and 26-year-old Bryce Kendall of Fortuna as the suspects. The two men were found at Newmaker's residence, and both were taken into custody after the stolen items were found inside. Both Newmaker and Kendall were booked into county jail on several charges, including burglary and conspiracy. And the Eureka Little League field, Highland Park, located at Highland and Glen Streets in Eureka, is getting a makeover, and Old Town Rotary has lent its fundraising prowess to the project. On Saturday, Old Town Rotary will present a $10,000 check to Eureka Little League, and the money will be used to upgrade the field in preparation for the league hosting the regional tournament this summer. In addition to the money, local businesses have donated time and materials to make the improvements, and the folks at Redwood Fields and Cutton have given Eureka Little League a scoreboard. The city of Eureka has also lent a hand to the project, which will add the scoreboard, a temporary scorer's booth, and a new backstop. Mike Duncan, who's on the field committee, said that Old Town Rotary's donation is a huge help and will soak up most of the outstanding cost of getting the upgrades completed. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro has authored a bill that would crack down on illegal marijuana growers or meth producers who pollute public lands or property with their cultivation and production techniques. AB 2284 would increase the penalties for the illegal diversion of waterways, littering, and other actions that degrade the environment. Chesbro said in a statement that pollution is not the only danger for those who want to enjoy public forest, but that, in addition, violence and the threat of violence is making it increasingly dangerous for those who work in the woods and those who go there to hike, hunt, or fish on public forest lands. Chesbro's bill has passed out of committee and heads to the full assembly. And a bill that would place a cap on the salaries of state employees is headed to the state Senate after making it out of committee today. SB 1368 would cap state employee salaries at no higher than what the governor makes, just over $173,000 per year. State Senator Joel Anderson, who authored the bill, said that more than 9,000 state employees make far more than the governor and far more than the national average for their positions. Anderson went on to say it's one more way to help close the state's $9 billion deficit. And that's your North Coast News on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.